Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Annie Fry Show is sponsored by The Loading Dock, with a unique and beautiful ice skating rink to enjoy this time of year. Go to GraftonLoadingDock.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For sake, Kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
We continue to see a buildup of military, Russian military forces in the areas around eastern, northeastern, and eastern Ukraine, but on obviously in western Russia. This buildup is concerning to us. It is still not entirely clear what Mr. Putin's intentions are.
So that is John Kirby speaking about the president of the United States is meeting with Putin today to discuss what's going on with Ukraine. There's a lot of things on the surface right now, on the headlines that have boiled up to the top here. And Jim Carafano is going to join us at 1 o'clock to give us all the details. I will repeat to you that I am not an expert on foreign policy things, but we are connected to experts here. So we're going to bring to you all of that. Plus, we heard from the Biden administration that they're not going to send, what, an official delegation to the Olympics. Does that make you feel better? Is that, I don't know. Is that the appropriate move when we're sending our athletes to a genocidal country? Is not sending a delegation enough to make a statement? Maybe it is. I'm a firm believer in not punishing the athletes, but at the same time, why are we participating in this Olympic event? Why is it there to begin with? It's a good question. Welcome into the Annie Fry Show. Happy to be with you today. We got through our Mondayest Monday yesterday, and it's Tuesday, which is one day closer to the weekend, and Christmas is upon us. How many days until Christmas is like 19? Today is the 7th, so 18? Wow.
18 days.
That's in the teens, people.
That's really close.
Now is the time you should start panicking, because I'm panicking.
Same.
Are you, what percentage ready are you, and what percentage of the responsibility falls on you? Like, would you have to ask
so
your
you,
wife to find
when
out?
When you say ready, I need you to define what ready would mean. What are we talking about, buying gifts or just Christmas
whatever,
in general?
Whatever. I mean, again, going back to my belief that you should start celebrating Christmas whenever you want to, I still don't have all my Christmas decorations up. And there's a point where it's like, I'm just going to have to take these down in a few weeks. Why would I put them up anymore? Which is why waiting till after Thanksgiving for me and for my family, every day that I wait is less stuff that usually gets done, because at some point it's not worth it.
Okay. So
plus buying gifts and all that stuff.
All right. So based on that, I would say we're probably about 5% ready for Christmas.
5%. Ooh.
We've got our tree up and some lights on it, but it's not fully decorated. We've got a nativity set up in our front yard, but our lights on our trees in our front yard and bushes haven't been put up.
Husband went up on the roof this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Instead of lining the whole top of the house, he was halfway across the right side of the front of our house, and he goes, "Oh man, I think the last time that I did these, I took these lights and went up the side." So he was looking at him like, "Do I need to undo these?" And I said, "Just do the front and be done. Just do the front and be done and get your butt off the roof, please."
Can people even see the back of your house?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, I mean,
you line all the eaves of the house and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. My house, the way my house is situated, people can't see the back of it. So we just do the front part of it.
We have lots of trees in our backyard, but the leaves are down, and we have the subdivision that we live in is there are houses around. You could see.
Okay. I've never decorated an entire house front and back and sides because of the way it is. Because
you don't have a psychotic wife.
Well, no, I don't.
Previously we need to have every single light straight and exactly 7 inches apart. It wasn't that bad, but now I'm like, please get off the roof. Please don't. Do you like the lights that shine on the house and move around?
No.
I'm not a fan of them, but I understand if you can't get on the roof and you want to do something. I used to be stupid, first of all. Let me preface everything I'm about to say with stupid and ignorant and dumb. But the amount of effort and work and physical labor it takes to put up all this stuff is difficult. And there are times where you cannot do what you, A, wanted to do before, and you can't do it because physically it's not safe for you to do it, or you just can't make it happen. Or B, you just don't have the time. So you adapt and you do something else. It's all in Christmas spirit. I can't handle people who are judgy about other people's Christmas lights. And I used to be that person. And I just like want to go back and slap myself with it. Like, you look at a house and be like, why did they do it that way? Why is that like? It's like, shut up. They're celebrating Christmas, Annie. Relax. I mean, I like embrace all decorations. It's all for good cheer.
So I think every neighborhood has that one house. You know what I'm talking about? The one house that has just gone all out for Christmas.
Yeah, I like those people.
So who is that person in your neighborhood? Is it you or is it somebody else? And then in my neighborhood, it's my neighbor and mm-hmm. their house looks amazing and awesome. And now I'm like,
you have a half done nativity scene?
No, I have a fully completed nativity scene. I just don't have
half done tree.
Half done tree. But you can't see the tree from the front of our house because mm-hmm. of the house design. So, yeah.
I'm all for it. And if those people bring the level of cheer up, people drive by and see the house, I like that.
It always brings my level of cheer up whenever I drive by and I see nights. Like, we used to do that as a kid, and I don't know if you did that as a kid, but there were certain neighborhoods. We would drive through Belleville where we would go through and look at the different Christmas lights. And I remember,
still do drive around and look at Christmas lights.
There was one neighborhood that had this house with this Santa sleigh that mm-hmm. would come up from behind the peak and launch off into the trees, and then the lights would go out so you couldn't see it. And we always thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yep. And you remember that stuff when you're a kid. We do that still with my family. Okay. There are multiple stories that I want to cover today, and we don't have a huge book show, and I kind of wanted to do that because I want to be able to talk about lots of different things today. Me talking with you and going through these different stories and getting your feedback. If you want to participate in that feedback, would love to have you join us on our Annie Fry Show Facebook page. Live chat there, Annie Fry YouTube channel. Live chat there. Join us. Lots of people saying hi right now. The first one that I wasn't expecting to talk much about. I mean, the Jussie Smollett / Jussie Smollett story. I can't really take my eyes completely off of it, but everybody, you know, rubbernecks a bad accident or a train wreck. Jussie, this is from Fox News. This is like the latest update. Jussie Smollett blasts prosecutor for using the N-word while quoting his own texts. So special prosecutor Dan Webb showed and read from private Instagram messages between Bola Asandario and Smollett, in which the latter, Smollett, kept updating Bola on his whereabouts and flight delay information on the night of the attack, making the case that he was working with him to time out the planned attack. Some of the messages included the use of the N-word, prompting Smollett to interrupt the prosecutor to ask him to spell or abbreviate the word so as not to offend every African American in this room.
I have I have a visceral reaction to that.
So he's using this heinous, in my opinion, always inappropriate word.
Yes.
I don't believe there's a context where the word is not inappropriate. Did I say that, all the negatives correctly? I don't believe there's a context where that word is appropriate.
There you go.
I think that's what I said the first time. If it's not, it was good knowing you. I'm toast. I don't understand any context where that word is allowed. And if he's using it in conjunction with a conversation with another man, who, from what I understand, is also black, and those words are being, like, if that word is being read aloud in court because it's evidence, like, where does Jussie get off being offended by a prosecutor quoting his own words, which are inappropriate at best and way, way more awful at worst, and getting out of sorts because of it? The headline on Fox News is Smollett snaps. If you watch the people who are reacting to this in the news, it's as if nobody is taking it seriously. And anybody who may, the news came out, it was revealed in court yesterday, apparently, that Smollett had received texts from Don Lemon. So we have Cuomo getting fired last week for running interference in the background for his brother Andrew Cuomo, who was under fire for doing bad things. And Chris Cuomo working with his brother to, you know, basically PR the situation to give his governor the best chance at moving past it. Don Lemon texted Smollett and said, hey, the Chicago PD doesn't believe your story. I don't know. I see some people kind of getting bent out of shape about this, but I don't know that Don Lemon's offense is really as bad as what Cuomo did, because Lemon was reporting on the story at the time. He was saying, like, I'm in communication with Smollett. So there was never, like, an indication that there was stuff going on in the background. I don't know how this is going to pan out. I don't think, you know, right now, I think rightfully so, everybody's kind of side-eyeing CNN going, what's really going on here? But this Smollett trial, the thing that is interesting to me is the comparison of the Smollett trial and the interview that Alec Baldwin did with George Stephanopoulos. Like, I didn't watch the interview, and I go back and forth as to whether or not I should, because, you know, I've seen the images, I've heard a little bit of the clips. Baldwin's breaking down crying. The man's a freaking actor. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he's a good actor. He's a successful actor. Whatever he's putting out there for us is what he's capable of doing, because he wants us to receive that in a specific way. That doesn't mean at all that what he's saying is untrue. But, you know, if he's going in front of the American public and trying to garner sympathy from me when I'm watching him being like, oh, my gosh, this is so terrible that this happened to Alec Baldwin. He didn't even pull the trigger. This is okay, give me a break. I mean, it's the arrogance that comes through his statement and the way he talks about how he didn't pull the trigger and the tears. I mean, I have the right to make my own personal judgment. I'm not on any jury. I'm just in the court of public opinion, which, generally speaking, conservatives are convicted in every single day for doing things not the right way, according to what the loudest people in the room, but in my opinion, not the majority of the people in the room, shout and scream about. Jussie Smollett is on the stand. Dude's an actor. Apparently he's a musician, too. Have you noted, like, did you know? First of all, who's Jussie Smollett? I didn't know him until he was being attacked by black MAGA supporters in the middle of Chicago, all two of them.
So, like, the only thing that I knew about Jussie Smollett was he was the little brother of Jesse Hall on Mighty Ducks, the very first one with Emilio Estevez.
I watched Mighty Ducks in my youth, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I had to go back and look at the character to remember what he looked like, but that was Jussie Smollett.
The thing that irks me so much about this, and the reason why I kind of want the whole thing to just go down in a burst of flames, is because all of these yahoos, like Don Lemon and Joy Reid and Brooke Baldwin and, you know, all of these individuals who are on the mainstream media, they used his story to indicate this is just America in 2017 or whatever the year was. This is just the way things are. What a sad travesty that this is the country that we've lived in, that we live in. This is what it's come to in Trump's America. What a crock of shenanigans. Give me a break. To think that they were able to use this, get away with it, and then when the story turns out to be incredibly embarrassing, I mean, like, mortifyingly, embarrassingly false. They don't get to just not, you know, be on the hook for what they did with this story. When news is useful for these individuals, oh man, they throw it in their face, throw it in our face. And when it goes against conservatives, they don't even care to look into the facts about how it's true. How do I know this? It's not just about juicy, no pun intended, salacious stories that come out about Hollywood officials. They took the whole thing about Russia collusion and impeached a president on it, and nobody ever asked the right questions to find out the truth as to whether any of this was actually factually accurate. They didn't care. Actually, they cared so much, they knew not to look into it, because then it wouldn't be useful to them. The whole Russia collusion, yeah, hoax. The whole hoax was predicated on a guy on the inside who was making all of this crap up in conjunction with the Clinton campaign, working together to find a useful idiot at Yahoo News, BuzzFeed News, wherever it was. I just slandered Yahoo News. I think it was BuzzFeed. I don't know. One of those two incredible, accurate sources to start talking about this. And then they pass it around with one another. And then they go on the big news and they say, well, sources are reporting. And it makes it sound like there's this whole thing, this whole group of people. Everyone's talking about it. Well, yeah, that's how it was designed. Then nobody did any actual journalism or research to expose what was actually going on here, which was that there were people who were colluding and sharing misinformation in order to steal an American election from the people. And it was the Clinton campaign. And we know that now. Nobody cares. Jesse Smollett contrives this whole thing for his own personal gain in the most obvious thing to him to make up and contrive in order to get the immediate sympathy of all of the cameras and all of the microphones is to say that he was attacked for being black and gay by MAGA Trump supporters. And he was right about that. He's a pretty stupid dude, in my opinion. He's pretty dumb and he's pretty caught up in his own bubble to think that this would actually work. It was such a dumb story that everybody was going, I don't really think this happened. Have we looked into this at all? I mean, he didn't even plan it out well. He believed so much that the story would be plausible in today's media, and it was. Everybody knows his name now. Is he going to go to jail for 3 years for it? No. Is he going to get probation and still be a household name? Maybe. In 3 years, will he be back to working again? I sure hope not. If he wanted notoriety, you can have infamy right along with it. Let's take a quick break. More discussion today on a lot of these different issues that are taking place. Have you guys seen the libs of TikTok, Twitter feed? If you're not on Twitter, I totally get it. I'm on Twitter at Annie Fry Show if you haven't followed us yet. But there's an account on TikTok on Twitter called Libs of TikTok. And this account, which is an anonymous account, pulls these crazies off of TikTok who are losing their mind and they're like, you know what I should do? I should record this and share it with the world. They do this. They pull it off TikTok and then she serves it up to us. She was on with Tammy Bruce on Primetime, Fox News Primetime, I think it was. We'll hear a little bit from Libs of TikTok creator when we come back. Don't go away.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it's happy holidays. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
You didn't know you needed Sting and Shaggy at the same time, did you? On a Christmas song. Don't you want to celebrate Christmas like this, kind of?
Oh, absolutely.
There's coconut in the air. Some rum. Yeah, I can take it. Hi, Ryan Wiggins.
Hi.
I just texted him, like, literally, let's see here.
While the bump music was playing.
1 minute ago, and I said, where are you? Did that make you
nervous?
I said to Brad, I was like, I probably should have been more specific.
It always, yeah, like you're watching me.
Where are you? That's not true.
In the same place I usually am.
Wiggins America is in the next segment, so if you think that you're like late to get back to the office because Ryan's in the studio in the, earlier in the noon hour, it's not true. We're going to play a game with Ryan Wiggins today, but he doesn't really know about it, so I thought we would tell you on the air.
We're playing a game with that involves me, or?
We're playing it kind of around you.
So I just get to like watch you guys play a game that's like trivia about me?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Some people may know that Wiggins America is not just at 12:45 on the Annie Fry Show, but it's also Saturday 6 to 8 a.m. right here on 97.1. Do you like how this game's going so far?
Yeah, apparently a ton of people know that too.
Well, I have seen your ratings.
I've heard that you've seen them, mm-hmm. And I still haven't.
I know, and I know where they
and
are.
And I've asked a couple of people, let me see what has come out. It was like yesterday, right?
They've been printed out for you.
And they won't give them to me because they gave them to you. Which I don't get. Like, is that what this game is?
So I hid them.
Oh, so I got to like find them in here? Is that the game?
In the building.
Oh, God. No way. There's no way. This is a huge building.
So throughout the course of the show, we are going to give you hints.
Oh, gosh.
And different people in the building have clues to send you on the scavenger hunt so that you can find your ratings.
Does our boss know about this?
Yeah, he's the one who printed them for us.
Because I was going to go right to him.
No, he's the one. He's like, yeah, have a great time.
You know what's going to be great is if I find them and they're terrible.
Yeah, that's the really fun part of this game. No, I saw them and they are actually very good.
All right.
So congratulations to Wiggins America. If you don't understand, the way we get our report card is through ratings. They come out every month. And Ryan Wiggins had a very good book on his. So did this show, by the way, but that's neither here nor there. This is way more fun. Ryan's been dying to see them. And so we've hidden them. And I'm going to give you your first clue. The clue that I give you is for you to go find the next person who has the clue, who's going to come in here in the next segment, if you are able to find this person.
Okay.
If you can't, by the end of the show, this will just go on until you find all the right people.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The ratings are in, and they were really good. Your next clue comes from the militia in your hood.
Okay, so I got to go to Trisha. can I just go now, or do I need to, like, wait?
No, you can go now. If you think it's Trisha and she has them, then she'll come give the next clue in the next segment.
I like that they rhyme. Good job. I love this. I like the poetry of this.
I gave up peeing in the last break to write this.
You should give it up permanently.
I have to pee really bad. I wish I would have
saved a lot of time in your life. You just gave it up altogether.
I wish I would have come up with this idea a lot sooner because I'd have been a lot more prepared. But it's a lot of fun, and hopefully by the end of the day, you will be able to come in. And I know that you don't like to boast about yourself, but
right.
Maybe thank the people.
Can I boast about yours?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll say they were good. I saw yours.
Yeah.
And
ours.
Ours, yeah. Because I immediately, when I saw the ratings for this show, I said, well, which segments? Is it the 12:45, the 2 o'clock hour? Which segments?
I don't think Wiggins America in the Annie Fry Show gets its own breakout.
Wouldn't that be great, though? Now that's a scavenger hunt. Like, we have to actually go to New York.
Somebody give me a crayon. I need to do something for Ryan here.
But congratulations to you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you
to the listeners.
Yeah.
Because the folks are interested in what we're doing here on 97.1, and we're excited.
I got to tell you, I think that one of the November elections were such a surprise to everybody, even people who were expecting Republicans to have a good turnout, that I think that had to have helped. I think people were interested to see, like, what exactly happened, because that was pretty unexpected.
I think that a lot of people needed a minute away.
I do, too.
I needed a minute away, and I don't have really the choice, so I just had a baby.
Yeah, you got a minute away.
I mean, man, that's exactly what it feels like, time off with a new baby
right.
And a 9-month pregnancy from hell.
Right.
But, I mean, and you don't have anything else to do other than to go do your scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Why are people getting...
The vote is being repressed.
Back in the business.
This is evil. This is wrong. The Republicans have to stop. I'm terrified.
Whoa.
Listen to me, Republicans. Listen.
Oh, we're listening.
You are the people in history they warned us about.
This is real.
They warned us about people like you.
This is an actual clip from Wiggins America. So if you tune in 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Saturdays, that's really Ryan Wiggins speaking there.
Yeah, I slip into an accent. I just don't. I don't mean a female accent.
They warned us. They warned us of this. St. Louisans.
Can I challenge you?
Please.
Can you recut that?
Just do the exact same thing?
No, as an interview with Ryan Shire Wigglesworth.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, like, I'm interviewing her. Those are her answers?
Those are her answers. Will you please?
I want to just do a straight-up interview. Do I have to do it as Ryan Shire Wigglesworth, whatever
yes,
the name is?
Yes, it's my favorite thing you do. It's what spurned the massive success that you don't know the details to yet because we have hidden your ratings.
I've never
in a
done
location.
That character on my own show, so no.
That's how you do the whole show.
No.
That's what I've been telling people. That's why they're going there.
Oh, man, that sounds like fun, though. Yeah, maybe I can do that. That'd be good.
I mean,
like,
if you listen to, that was from Libs of TikTok. Are any of these other ones actual TikTok videos?
Let's see.
Because if you don't follow Libs of TikTok, then you don't know. But, like, that is a real video from TikTok of somebody who really, I mean, like, that's a real sentiment. That person feels that way. And, you know, maybe there are moments, our lowest moments, where we feel like that powerfully ragey about something. But then there's the thought, like I said before, I should really video this and show people. It's a little crazy.
These are the people teaching our kids.
Terrorists, terrorists, purple for parents are. Terrorists, terrorists, purple for parents are. They come to school board meetings with lots of things to say. And they will bully, cuss, or scream if they don't get their way.
Yeah, they're the ones.
I want to talk to the kids. Sometimes human beings are more than boy or girl. Sometimes we're something else. Sometimes we're both. Sometimes we kind of float. in between.
A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true. And it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors.
Let's talk about misconceptions about attractions towards minors.
There was a lot in that thing you just played.
It's like 42
seconds. I was trying to make a couple points in my head, and then would jump to something else, and I can't really keep up.
It's quite a journey.
It sure is.
A lot of twists and turns.
It sure is. Yeah. What was the first one? There was like three of them in there, right?
The first one was the teacher.
Terrorist.
The terrorist. That's the one.
Purple for some. I don't even know the words. Like, what? Huh?
That's what I was going to ask, too. What is she saying?
I think that I should be offended, but I don't know how or why. It's never stopped anyone else before.
What drives me crazy, okay.
Hey, if you want to keep talking, that's fine. You're just cutting into Wiggins America.
Oh, am I?
I mean, technically, but.
I guess that's true. But really quick, what amazes me is that when people call anybody, like speaking at a school board meeting is a good example, but they do this with a lot of things. This person's a terrorist. Basically, because I disagree with them, they're a terrorist. The disconnect that you have to have to, and this is the Department of Justice. I'm not saying like this crazy person on TikTok. This is Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, declared those people terrorists. The disconnect you have to say that a parent at a school board meeting is a terrorist compared to what was happening over the summer of 2020 when our own people were burning down our cities and we wouldn't even prosecute them is astounding to me.
And
end point.
And pervasive.
And pervasive. Yeah. It's not even like, oh, this is the fringe crazy people doing this. These are literally the people now running the country.
Doesn't it make you a little more discontent with the singing and clapping?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm like, this is kind of funny, but I'm also really scared.
Yeah. Well, it is all three of those, especially the second one. When I hear it, I first just laugh, but then I think,
this is scary and sad.
I put my kids into the situation like, well, if this was their teacher, just trying to process through their brain, and it. I don't know what they would do, whether they would be like, well, this person's crazy, or they'd be like, wait, maybe I should try to understand. I don't know what they would do, and it bothers me because I don't want them to have to deal with that stuff.
Crazy thing about libs of TikTok is they've exposed teachers who have lost their jobs because of their psycho natures that they're putting out on social media. That's a public service, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
yes, it is.
Get these people out. The ratings are in, and they're good. The ratings are in, and they were really good.
What? Oh, they're good.
Your next clue comes from the militia in your hood.
I like that.
Ryan will spend the day asking people to help him find his ratings, which were really good, and we have hidden them in the building because he hasn't seen them yet.
And everybody's in on this.
This is my favorite
day.
This is my favorite day in December so far. I hope Christmas, I don't know if Christmas can outperform
on Christmas,
Tuesday.
Definitely tell your family this is not quite as good
what
as...
What you don't know is that I've wrapped them up and you will get them on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
That's my heart, I won't do it again. Tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. And I think of you. 2 years and just like that.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Before we get to Wiggins America, hi Ryan, you're back in here with a guest.
Oh, hey there, Annie.
What's
I brought Trisha Militia with me.
Oh, hey.
Trisha Militia.
Hi,
so,
everybody.
If you're just tuning in, the reason Trisha is in here, I'm not 100% sure yet. I'll let Ryan explain it, I guess. Wiggins America, we got our ratings in. The Annie Fry Show did very well, so thank you very much for being with us noon to 3 here on weekdays on 97.1. But Wiggins America, our newest show, Saturdays, 6 to 8 a.m., also did very well. And Ryan has been chomping at the bit to see his ratings. And our boss showed them to me and to Trisha, and we said, let's hide them from Ryan.
Apparently, there was a meeting this morning with you guys that didn't involve me.
That's hilarious. Correct. You should do that.
It was a ratings meeting about your show.
Mm-hmm.
You were not present for
45 minutes of discussion.
You missed it.
And so we hid the ratings in the building.
Exactly.
In fairness, Trisha hid them.
Hide them in the GM's office
and,
if they're good.
So anyway, it says the ratings are in and they were really good. Your next clue comes from the militia in your hood, and you believe that that next person is Trisha.
I do. I've narrowed it down to what I believe would be Trisha, but I don't know for sure.
Trisha, do you have a clue for Ryan?
I actually do.
It is her.
This must be why his ratings are so good, because he's very, very smart.
People are like, I'm going to listen to that show. He deciphers clues well.
It's like an entire show of Laffy Taffy jokes.
Best radio.
Lots of rhyming. What do you got, Trisha?
All right. Maybe they're fine, but you should stop wasting time and go ask our friend...
Fill in the blank here.
That rhymes with time.
Maybe they're fine, but you should stop wasting time and go ask our friend.
Whose name is...
Oh, it so rhymes with friend.
Oh my gosh! Let's go into Wiggins America.
Wait,
two off the rails.
I can't tell. Because fine and time...
Wiggins! Oh, Wiggins!
And go ask our friend.
But fine and time are similar enough that they sound like the rhyme. So it sounds like I have to rhyme friend.
100%.
Do you guys get it? Okay.
100%.
All right.
This is the inner workings of Ryan Wiggins' brain on a regular basis. Well, look at this from a different angle. Maybe you should write it out with a blank.
Maybe they're fine.
They're fine. But you should stop wasting time and go ask our friend. I don't know. I got to look at a company directory and the last names.
There's like four people that will work in this building anymore.
Like, I know.
Here's the problem. If this is somebody important, I'm offending them right now.
Incredibly important.
Vitally important.
Hugely important.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to go to Steve. Steve or Becky, one of the two. I don't know.
Like,
just gonna go down the other
easy.
End of the building and assume that that's one of my bosses.
We really actually purposely
former
made
bosses.
This super simple so we could wrap it up by 3. Okay. We just didn't know which day at 3 p.m. we would be wrapping this up. Apparently, it's not
still
Tuesday.
Don't know.
He still
have
has
no idea.
To find these things too.
Literally, Shane on Facebook comments, "Dave Klein, idiot."
But friend, look, you screwed up the rhyme scheme.
No,
then.
She did
it's
not.
It's A-A-B-A then.
No, read it again.
Maybe they're fine, but you should stop wasting time and go ask our friend.
Dave Klein.
Yeah.
But
but the rhyme scheme then is A-A-B-A.
Shane got it.
That doesn't, Shane's, that's fine for Shane. Give Shane a show then. See if
JC's
his ratings
commenting
are good.
In all caps when you were talking about what word to rhyme. Fine! And then it Wiggins! Driving people crazy.
Dave Klein's going to agree with me. He's going to be like, yeah, that was a messed up rhyme scheme. What's up
is
with
Dave
that?
Is Dave sitting out there right now?
No, he left. He was offended.
No, he's staring at me.
I hope this guy's really important.
He looks really mad. He's staring at me through the glass.
And he's got your next clue. That's not good for you.
Yeah.
No, that's not good for me.
If you offend him, he could wait a while to just get
Just Dave, if you're listening, which I know you are because you're staring at me, just make sure the rhyme scheme makes sense for the next one.
I wrote the next one.
Oh, no. This is terrible.
I wrote them all except for that first one.
Well, he could fix it, though. It's
Brad,
in his hands now.
Obviously, Dave Klein.
Did you
obviously.
Have a Wiggins America?
I do have a Wiggins America. Real quick,
this
you want to know
how
to steal your way to a great Christmas, everybody? You just
what?
Yeah. Thank you. You move to San Francisco, and you can get up to $950 worth of free items at any store. Isn't that amazing? You guys have heard about this, right?
I know what you're talking about.
So if you steal under $1,000 worth of merchandise from any store, you will not be prosecuted, basically. They're not going to do anything to you. And since you don't believe in God, there is no consequence for anything that you do. So just move to San Francisco and steal away your way to a great Christmas. But realize, though, as you do so, and this is my tip to you, that major stores like Home Depot, CVS, Target, and Best Buy, who are some of the worst afflicted by these flash mob raids, because they're not just individuals stealing anymore. These are groups of people getting together with a common interest to steal. So you can have friends within your community, come up with a whole community of stealing people. I think they're called robbers. and enjoy Christmas for free in San Francisco. But hey, it doesn't stop there. Stores in Illinois
but wait, there's more.
But are having trouble with this too. But it doesn't matter to you unless...
Are you rhyming?
No. And if I did, I guarantee you that it would make more sense. I would have, I'd have a strong crap. I'd have a strong A-B-A-B or A-A-B-B. One of the two. I wouldn't do whatever that thing was. But my tip to you is that these stores, specifically Home Depot, CVS, Target, and Best Buy, you got to watch there because they are increasing their security. So, yeah, you've been able to skate for a while, but now all the stores, especially in San Francisco and in northern Illinois and some parts of Minnesota, which have been hit by these flash mobs, are increasing their security. How does that impact the average consumer? Well, costs go up in general.
He's just interviewing himself.
What is that? I can't tell. Like, I know this is satirical, but I also can't tell.
I don't know that it is.
I can't tell what's happening.
But, you might be asking yourself.
He's all flustered because of this riddle. Like,
but listen, the average consumer, yes, they're going to pay more because of inflation and because of the higher costs of security.
Yeah,
but
naturally.
Who cares about them? You're getting everything for free. So who cares about the rest of America?
That's a great question.
Right?
I'm glad somebody asked it.
Finally.
Finally.
All right. Back to you all. I hope you guys are having a good time, and I hope you take these tips to heart because I mean them, and I just want you guys to have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, Lord.
So take this for what it's worth. That if you're in northern Illinois, that's the closest place we can go anyway. You could really get away with a lot this Christmas season. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, one and all. You too, Dave Klein.
You got 25 seconds.
No, I do not. You have it. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, is it my turn now?
It is.
You might be asking yourself, whose show is this actually? It might be hard for you to tell, but since you asked... It's Wiggins America from 6A to 8A, right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Stick around. We're going to continue sending Ryan on an actual scavenger hunt throughout the building so he can actually find his ratings, which were really good. Jim Carafano when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.